I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A grand jury has indicted Williamson County Sheriff Robert Chody on a felony evidence tampering charge in the case of Javier Ambler, a black man who died in 2019 after being stunned with a taser multiple times by deputies. The grand jury accused Chody of destroying or concealing video and audio recordings with the intent to impair their ability as evidence in the investigation. Jason Nasur, a county attorney, was also indicted on the same charge. KVUE reported that Chody was booked in Williamson County Jail on Monday and was released after posting a $10,000 bond. Ambler died after a 22-minute chase that started after he failed to dim his headlights. Body camera footage that was made public in June by the Austin American-Statesman showed deputies shocking Ambler with a taser four times before his body went limp. The video showed Ambler pleading that he could not breathe and that he had a heart condition. Ambler was declared dead in a hospital about an hour after he was last shocked. The international bridges that connect Texas and Mexico remain partially closed to non-citizens who can't show that their travel into Texas is considered essential, a group that also includes people crossing for tourism or shopping. Last month, the Department of Homeland Security extended the policy until at least October 21st. The agency is also using additional screening measures to discourage non-essential traffic, such as flagging more travelers for secondary inspections, which has made wait times even longer. The hardening at the ports of entry along the border continue even as Governor Greg Abbott relaxes COVID-19 restrictions for the rest of the state. Because the bridges are under federal authority, Abbott's orders don't apply to border crossers. That has some border leaders anxious over how long the restrictions at the bridges will last and how they're going to keep afloat financially without the shoppers and the bridge tolls that are crucial to both businesses and local government budgets. The mayor of Eagle Pass says bridge revenues, which make up half of the city's revenues, are down by half. City officials in El Paso projected a $60 million loss in annual revenue earlier this year when it announced pay cuts and furloughs for about 400 employees. That was due, in part, to the lack of Mexican shoppers who account for about 15% of retail trade. U.S. Rep. Henry Cuellar, a Laredo Democrat, sent a pitch earlier this month to the Department of Homeland Security outlining a plan that would allow the United States to screen for the coronavirus and allow non-essential traffic to cross into Texas if people are free of the virus and its symptoms. It's unclear whether Homeland Security has responded to the proposal. Cuellar has since called out the Trump administration for patchwork policies that he says unfairly target the border. Sam Houston State University and the Texas State University System are aiming to hire approximately 200 COVID-19 contract tracers statewide ahead of an expected resurgence of the novel coronavirus this fall. As colleges and universities emerge as potential hotspots for the virus, SHSU hopes to recruit students and those in surrounding communities for part-time, remote positions to track COVID-19 cases across Texas. The university system joined with state health officials to recruit a large workforce and leverage the system's geographic reach. Experts say contact tracing, the process of cataloging an infected person's every move to determine who else may have been exposed to the virus, is vital to mitigating spread and safely reopening businesses. Check for updates on any of these stories on our website, texastribune.org, or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Join the Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life for a great conversation about fixing American politics on October 1st. More information at bit.ly/GCTickets2020.